This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Ronnie Randall gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. We'll pass it off over to Schultzy. Sorry we didn't give you a ton of time. We got a little sidetracked.
That's
on
okay.
Central. I'm a little biased.
And
my name is first on the show.
To end the show, I'll give you guys the win totals for the AL Central and Fangraph's projected winner of the division.
All right, we'll go quick. I know that when we're picking division winners and picking World Series winners, it takes up some time. I get it. But big news this week, obviously, and I think we've covered most of the stuff that I had in Fair Foul anyway, so not a big deal. But the automated strike zone being tested out this season, at least in spring training in Major League Baseball. It's been used in the minor leagues, and now we are seeing it tested with a possible plan for implementation in 2026. So next regular season, we've seen some cases where people win the challenges, sure that they were actually a ball when it was a strike, and well, they were right. And they, unfortunately, on the other side of things, have embarrassed themselves, too, at times, like Max Scherzer because of catcher framing a pitch. It's way below the zone.
I like that Max was like, I believe in the umpires.
Yeah, can we just have humans doing it, please?
First time he ever believed in umpires.
Yeah, right. And they're still, yeah, exactly. He didn't believe in them when they kicked him out for washing his hands with rubbing alcohol because he had sticky stuff on him, right? Anyway, so there's definitely multiple schools of thought on here. But guys, fair or foul, I'm a fan of this new automated strike zone. I love watching umpires having to eat it in front of everybody when they're wrong. So fair or foul, umpires having to eat it in front of the crowd when they're wrong is good for baseball.
I can't believe I'm gonna do this. I think it's foul. I am not a umpire apologist, but I believe in the human element. And I think what separates baseball from everything else is that when you look at NBA referees, they give different calls to different people, to where I believe in Major League Baseball, bad umps give bad calls for everybody, no matter who's at the dish, or good calls for anybody, whoever's at the dish. I'm not a fan of ABS. I'm not a fan of robo-umps. I like the human element behind the plate. Do I like Angel Hernandez? Absolutely not. Do I like the other guys? I do. I think it's good for baseball, so I'll say foul.
I say fair because I think this is just going to cause some hilarity when this gets implemented full-time next year, whereas like a team's going to use their challenge, be wrong, and then the next pitch, they're going to have a call like go against them to end the game.
And they can't do anything about it.
Yeah. I think it's going to be pretty damn funny. And, yeah, so I say fair. I think it's good for baseball because the umps are going to have to eat it, but also the players are going to have to eat it sometimes, too, because I know that we like to say that umps have the egos, but, you know, who are more competitive and filled with egos than professional athletes? So I think it's fair. I think it's going to add a wrinkle into the game that will make things a little interesting.
All right, next up, in the last couple of weeks, we found out that ESPN is breaking up with Major League Baseball, exercising their opt-out. They will no longer, after 2025, be broadcasting games.
No, I broke up with you!
Yeah, we'll see who approached who first way down the line when the book comes out, right? But essentially, ESPN has been paying over $550 million, and that's per year, to air games, down to, at least last season, only planned on airing 30 games plus the Home Run Derby and the Wild Card. So in their mind, just paying too much. Baseball is starting to get some other ways to be watched. They're actually one of the leaders, it seems like, in teams that are going to the direct-to-consumer model. But you guys still think it's important to have national games on, especially during the summer when nothing else is going on. I agree to a point, but fair or foul, guys, MLB doesn't need ESPN to successfully broadcast their product.
Fair. I think that also the image of ESPN being the worldwide leader in sports, that does not hold weight anymore.
It really doesn't.
And so I say that they can, again, throw them on Fox. I think, to me, whenever I hear Fox commentators and feel like I see the Fox graphics and an MLB game on Fox, and it's mostly because they have playoff rights and they play, that's usually when they're on Fox anyways, I just feel like they do a better job. It feels more amplified. It feels more important. And again, I know that's just because in the past, they usually have more important games. I think the Fox, who is probably desperate for some programming also, I think that they should throw their hat into the ring.
I'll take it a step further and just say, I don't care what it's on.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
I don't care. I don't. Is it Apple TV on Friday night? Is it, do I got to throw a VPN to watch Root Sports? Is it ESPN? Is it Peacock on a Saturday morning? I don't care. I just want to watch Just tell me where it is. And if I'm saying that I don't care where it is, and ESPN saying, well, we don't want it on ours, then cool. Adios. We'll find it.
They want it, just not at the price that it currently is.
We'll find it wherever it is. Yeah. And if you don't want to be a part about it, then fine. Have Dan Orlovsky tell me if Aaron Rodgers is going to sign with the Rams, who already have a quarterback right now. Like, go for it. Cool. Awesome, dude.
Yeah, I'll be interested if sports like this would start to maybe be consumed in more of, I don't know, like a...
what Apple did with MLS.
Yeah.
I love that.
And you can watch it on a tablet. You can watch
ESPN
it on your phone.
And ESPN Plus has hockey. You can watch every hockey game on ESPN Plus.
All in one spot. It'd be nice if baseball could do the same thing. Frankly, well, remember they tried. ESPN did try to work something out with like Warner Brothers and Fox, I think, back a year ago that broke up because they were like basically unable to work out the rights. But they were trying to be like the broadcast hub for any sport.
I always find it so strange that ESPN Major League Baseball has always been at the forefront of streaming.
Yeah.
Yet in getting all games, any game into your house, they've been the last. I find that so fascinating.
Well, it's because they allowed those RSNs to sign the deal that said, yeah.
And they're all dying.
Yeah. But the MLB gave them basically the right to hamstring all of these teams by saying,
gave them a shot.
Yeah, by saying, hey, yeah, you gotta put us on Comcast, and you can't be putting us on streaming anymore.
They said, make it work, we believe in you, and then they failed.
Yeah, exactly. God, that's another conversation. All the crappy programming I've seen on Root Sports and NBC Sports Northwest over the years. What a waste. All right, guys, final fair or foul. Gotta throw one in about my Seattle Mariners. I don't know if you've seen it, but the Mitches have been playing very well. Mitch Haniger hitting a home run over the weekend. It is spring training, okay?
Mitch Richmond, he's playing for the Mariners. I love that guy.
Mitchell Butler, former Blazer bench guy? No. But Mitch Haniger, had a home run on Saturday. Mitch Garver, though, Garv Sauce, seems to be hitting the ball.
Oh, boy.
Very
he's got
hard.
Nicknames now.
Well, he had Garv Sauce was his nickname when he came last year.
Is he batting above 200 for once?
Yes. He's actually got three hits already. He's 2 for 2 on Sunday with
100%.
Two base hits. And then he also went 1 for 2 today with a home run.
That's 500. That'll get you in the Hall of Fame, too.
Not in spring training, though. But Mitch Garver, also in those hits, hit the ball harder than he did at all last season. He hit it, I think, almost 112 miles an hour compared to, like, 108 last season. So, obviously, on the ball a bit better, guys. Mitch Garver is imperative to the Mariners' success, just like Mitch Haniger is, because they're making a ton of money. And Jerry DePoto and the ownership did not want to waste that money and basically just give up on their roster spot. So, we're stuck with them. Fair or foul, guys, the Seattle Mariners will win the AL West if Mitch Garver has a good season. Fair or foul?
No, foul.
No, absolutely foul.
No, because they need 8 other dudes to produce as well.
Yeah. This team completely relies on J.P. Crawford, Randy Arozarena, and Julio Rodriguez. Mitch Garver and Mitch Haniger don't mean anything.
If Mitch Garver has just a breakout season and leads the Mariners to an
A 15 home runs and a 240 average, wow.
Dude, I don't know what sort of radio bet we can do, but I'll take those odds any day of the week. Yeah, no, I mean, they need 1 through 9 to produce for them and everybody to hit. If Mitch Garver is part of that, cool. You know, that will definitely help, but they need dudes like, as Patrick said, J.B. Crawford, Julio. They need Cal Raleigh to hit home runs and hit for average. They need a lot more than just to rely. If you're relying on Mitch Garver to propel you to an AL West championship, boy, you got some problems.
Without a doubt. The Dodgers aren't saying, you know, if Kike Hernandez hits 20 home runs, we're going to win a World Series.
Dude, if Chris Taylor can propel us.
If Chris Taylor plays 60 games and steals 4 bags and bats 250, we got it.
This is how sad it is to be a Mariners fan.
Real quickly, I saw it was an Instagram post where it was like Seattle 2015 and Seattle now, and it was showing different like corners and streets in Seattle and how it's been built up and how there's been, you know, this used to be nothing and then skyscraper, right? Like a 10-year look forward. The last two pictures of this, it was showing the banners inside Safeco in 2015, and then the picture of the banners in 2025, and there was nothing changed.
There's nothing new. It's sad. It's so sad.
It was great. I thought it was hilarious. I got a good chuckle out of it.
You know what? I do believe they changed one banner. It was just the appearances.
The adding the 2022 appearance.
Well, they stupidly had an ALCS banner because they had nothing else to celebrate. And then finally, like, they could put up a division banner after their win in 2022. So, just sad.
Sorry, I passed out. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
The crappy Mariners.
Dude, lay off the fent.
All right, that is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday. God, I always want to say Wednesday. Every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.